2016. That is the fire that took the lives of 36 men and women and has left one man with serious respiratory injuries who is still in the hospital.
A Star Wars collector claims a longtime friend took more than 100 items from his private museum in California over a series of months. The action figures and other toys said to be worth about $200,000. The friend, Carl Cunningham, now faces grand theft charges. He's accused of trying to sell the stolen memorabilia. And the Bill Cosby assault trial continuing today in Philadelphia. Prosecutors alleging the comedian used his power and fame to victimize women. USA Radio News.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Australian officials are saying a standoff now was a terrorist attack. Here's the story.
Yakub Kaira, a Somalian refugee, was out on parole when he seemingly lured police to a serviced apartment building in the Bayside suburb of Brighton. The 29-year-old killed the apartment's receptionist and took an escort he'd booked hostage before being killed in a shootout with police. Islamic State have claimed responsibility for the attack online. Police don't believe it was a highly planned attack, but they are confident a phone call made to media outlet Channel 7 claiming the incident was for IS was made by the deceased gunman. Natalie Livingston, Melbourne.
Officials in California are trying to determine if a wild monkey is on the loose. Here's more from Jason Campidonia.
A man who works near the hiking trails in La Crescenta says he went exploring last week when he noticed something watching him. He pulled out his phone and started to film the creature, which then took off and started swinging from the branches. The video shows a blurry image moving quickly through the rough terrain and then disappearing. Experts believe the animal may be an ape. Officials say that sometimes people who have exotic pets can't take care of them or they escape. I'm Jason Campidonia.
Orlando Sheriff's deputies still piecing together why a 45-year-old man opened fire at his former workplace yesterday. They spent several hours combing through the evidence at the scene near Orlando, Florida last night. The gunman, identified as John Robert Newman Jr., was fired from his job at Fiamma Awning Company in April. Investigators looking into his past. USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters. We're going to get into an hour-long recap of what happened last month in real estate. I'm going to start off by playing a few paid commercials. I'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Once again, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. And we're going to get a little into what happened last month and look across both Hunterdon and then Somerset County so we can see what our sister county is doing to the east. And we'll talk about why these things are happening as well. You just heard a little about my background. I'm a real estate agent sort of at large across both Hunterdon and Somerset County. I've recently changed my base of operations over to Coldwell Banker, and I do about 50-50 Hunterdon, Somerset, and there's some reasons for that, and we'll talk about that as we get into things here. We had a very active month in the month of May. We sold 236 houses, and that's up from the month before. We sold 194, so better than a 10, maybe a 15% increase in the amount of houses that were sold. At the same time, we had 306 lists, so we sold 230. We added 306, and you say, wow, we're finally getting some inventory. And the answer is we are starting to get some inventory, but still not enough. We're actually sitting right at this point in time at the end of the month of May with 12% less inventory than we had a year ago. And last year, we didn't have enough inventory either. This year is just more acute. The reasons for that are that we really didn't have a strong winter, so all winter long, with the exception of two weekends, our buyers were out buying things up, and when spring started off, we were at a deficit. All the good inventory was bought out, and we've been struggling to list and replenish it. So you might say, well, if you had 236 sales and added 306, it's gaining. It is a little bit, but a lot of listings expire. Some people pull their listings off, so it's not a straight conversion. We're still sitting behind where we need to be. And it breaks into two distinct markets across Hunterdon County. Hunterdon has a below 400K market where the people are buying their first-time homes, and then the people who sell them the home buy their second-time home. So that's typically a first-time buyer is 150 to 300, and a second-time buyer is 250 to 400. All of our business seems to be, 74% of our entire business is under $500,000. So we're only selling a quarter of our business above that, and the majority of that is in the fives and sixes. If you get into the sevens and above, we only sold 12 houses. 12 houses of the 236 that were sold were 700,000 and above. And as a result, that's about 5% of our inventory or of our sales. Now, Here's how we figure how things are moving and what the reflection is as to whether it's a buyer's market or a seller's market. 4 to 6 months of inventory is about average. So if we have 100 units and in the last 30 days, 20 of them went under contract, not closed yet, but just under, they sold, but it's going to take a month or so to get it closed, maybe two. Then we have, you divide the 20 into 100, you have 5 months of inventory. That's average. If that number falls below 4, it means it's a seller's market. We're getting multiple offers on clean houses, and in a lot of cases, we're actually getting bidding wars. We're seeing prices rise as a result of it. If we look at the months of inventory, the under 300 is 4 months, the under 200 to 300, under 200 is 4 months. We don't have a lot of inventory under 400. 200 to 300, 3 months, 300 to 400, 3 months of supply, 400 to 500, 3 months supply. When you get about 500 and up, you get into 4 where it's normal. And then when you get finally up to the 600 to 700, we're at 6 months supply. 7 to 8 months, 700,000 to 800,000, we're sitting with a year's worth of inventory. Now, the same thing that happens when you fall below 4 months of supply happens when you get above 6 months supply, except it happens in reverse. Remember I said if you have less than 4 months supply, which we have all the way up to the 400K mark, we have prices rising. When you're above 6 months supply, which we have above from the 600K mark and up, we're seeing pressure on prices. We're actually seeing prices having to be adjusted in order to attract people to that house. And we're sitting in the 700 to 800K market with a year supply. What that means is it's going to take you a year to current rate to sell your house. Most people aren't willing to wait that year, so a lot of them will start marking the house down or pricing it more competitively so that, in effect, they're attracting the buyers. When you get above 8 months supply, it's a couple of years. It's 24 to 28 months, above 800K, I should say, not 8 months supply. Houses priced above $800,000 can expect to sit on the market at 2 years at this point in time. That's what's driving prices down, and that we're seeing people come on the market for natural $550,000. This is where it should be based on sales, but there's some sixes that have been sitting out there that are either getting transferred, have got to sell for one reason or another. It may be that they need to trade up, trade down. It may be a divorce. It may be an illness. They're willing to take less for their house. And they'll sell it for $575. So a $550 looks puny compared to a $575 that used to be $650 and is having difficulties. And it's driving, and it's got a sort of a snowball effect as it comes downhill. The good news is we are selling houses. The bad news is if you're above $600,000, if you're further west into the county, it's becoming more and more difficult. So what I say is, it depends where you're at, and it depends what the price point is. You'll hear me say that several times in the next 45 minutes. We have listed 306,000, an average of just over 500,000. By the way, all of this information is on my site at jpeters.com. Just go to Market Updates, and you'll see exactly what I'm looking at. And you'll find that when we sell something, we're selling it. We're listing it at 502. And we're selling at 413 on the average. So you say, well, my God, that's a 17-18% difference. Not really, because when we list something, it's not going to sell for a month or two. It's taking us an average of 60 days on a market to get a contract right now, which is not bad. 60 days to get a contract is really good if you think below 4 months is seeing increase in value. But we're seeing a lot of houses come on in the areas that we're not looking to sell, that we're not short on inventory. And we're seeing, I'll give you a good example. Last month we put new listings on. We had 70 in the 700 to 800 category, added another 23 to it. We sold six. So we're sitting out there with roughly 12 months supply. That's how it works. So let me take a look at you at the same information at the town level. We have several towns that are doing spectacular, and we have several other towns that are having a challenge. For example, Bloomsbury, which is pretty far to the west. Depends where you are in Bloomsbury. Your children may go to Warren County High School. They didn't sell anything. They have nine listings, didn't sell a thing last month. Where if you take a look at one of our better towns, you're going to see that Clinton Township, for example, had 89 listings, sold 28. It's got a 3 month supply. Raritan Township had 124, sold 46, 3 month supply. Reddington had 100, sold 28, a 4 month supply. You've got towns like Frenchtown, 27 listings, sold one. Now that may be an anomaly, but it only sold one last month. But if you divide one into the other, it's a 27-month supply. Milford, 10-month supply. Tewksbury, a surprise, 10-month supply. We have some high-priced inventory in Tewksbury, but at the same point, it's the first drop-off point as you come into Hunterdon County on 78, so it's usually a pretty good commute. So only one area didn't have any sales, Bloomsbury. Four towns struggled with one or two sales, and that was Frenchtown, Lebanon Borough, Milford, and Stockton. Three of those were river towns. And then at the same time, the usual strong points, Clinton Township is one, Reddington, Raritan, those three represented 45% of our business. Now, in order to get a true picture when you go to list your house, you have to take a look at the price point in the town. I went through towns and I went through price points, but we actually have to go, let's say it's in the township of Clinton and it's in the 400 to 500. I've got to take a look at what's happening in the 400 to 500s in the township of Clinton. I can't apply the township of Reddington or the township of Alexandria to it. It has to be. And then we have to look at similar houses to yours. Sometimes that's easy, sometimes it's a little more difficult. But it's a lot more scientific because we have a lot of data available to us. And when I sit down with a prospective seller to look at listing their house, I show them what's on the market that you're going to compete with, what's sold in the last 3 to 6 months, because beyond that, it doesn't matter. That was another market. And I also show them what didn't sell so they can see where the pricing mistakes were and people just got discouraged and pull their house off the market. We can probably get down within a few percentage points of where a house should be priced at. And a lot of times I get buyers, I should say sellers, who want to try it at a higher price. It's a total mistake, but I work for my sellers. And if they want to try it at a higher price for 30 days, I'm willing to do it. But we'd have to agree in advance how we're going to price the house. If we don't have an offer within 30 days, we're going to take a markdown to a more attractive price and so on. But houses that are priced properly are selling, and are selling at all price points. The issue is people become optimistic about what they feel their house is worth and don't want to listen to the scientific analysis that I can bring to the table. Let's take a look at the same situation over in Somerset County because it's interesting. Somerset County typically gets about 20% more for their houses. And once again, I split my business between these two counties, so I know Somerset rather well. Somerset, 62% of their sales were under 500, where 78 of our sales were under 500 here in Hunterdon. And that's because they get an 18 to 20% addition for the same house in Somerset County over what we would get for it here in Hunterdon. And as a result, the people who want to live closer to New York are going to pay more to live closer to New York, and they're going to be in denser populated areas. And by that, I mean they won't get the acreage that we offer here in Hunterdon. People say, what's the difference between Somerset and Hunterdon? I say, right where they meet at County Line Road, and that's Branchburg on one side, and Hunterdon's Reddington Township on the other. They look the same, but the further west you go, the more bucolic it gets. Turn right at the horses, left at the cows, you're in Hunterdon County. Very little of that in Somerset. Somerset, you're going to pay 18 to 20% more, and you're going to get the same size house, but probably half the piece of property, if not less. And that's why I'm saying it's a little more dense. But Somerset has 3 months supply and 4 months supply. And let me just give the overall totals. Hunterdon County is sitting with 4 months on average for the entire inventory, and Somerset's sitting at three. So right off the bat, they're about 25% better. Somerset's got 3 and 4 months supply all the way up through 800,000, where we start to get in trouble in Hunterdon, starting in the high fives and through the sixes and definitely into the sevens. We're now sitting at a year's worth of inventory. If we get above 800,000 in Somerset County, we're still only at 5 months. If you get above 900, it's 8, and over a million, it's 10. Where we sold only 8 houses in Hunterdon County above the mark of $700,000, we sold 12 houses in Hunterdon County. We actually sold in Somerset County 20, 30, 50, 65 houses in that same price point. They sell more houses in general. 484 compared to our 236. So I wouldn't say it's double, but it's pretty close this month. It's usually not. And they have 611 new listings where we had 306. They are listing houses at 640 where we're listing in houses at 502 on the average. They're selling them at 494, close to 500. We're selling them at 413. And they are sitting with somewhere about 15% less inventory than they had last year. So they're facing the same challenges that we're facing. I think what you'd find in Somerset is that they have a few towns that are harder to sell in. Millstone Borough sold nothing. Only had two listings and sold nothing. The town of Rocky Hill, and these are down on the way towards Princeton. Watchung Borough, and Watchung's a very high-priced borough. I set an open house over there this weekend for $1.5 million. They've got 13 months. They got 66 listings and sold 5. Bernardsville, very high-end, has 106, sold 9. They've got 12 months inventory. But in general, all the other towns are doing really well. Bridgewater, their hot spots are Bridgewater, Franklin, right above New Brunswick, and Hillsborough. Between those three, they sell about half of their inventory. And if you think about it, their hot spots and our hot spots touch each other. If you took Bridgewater, Hillsborough, and Franklin, actually touches an extent Reddington, Clinton Township, and Raritan. That's sort of the sweet spot of where people want to live. Whether they live in Hunterdon or Somerset, the final decision a lot of times is the schools or the social life or the commute time. But the people who are coming into Somerset County are looking for a closer to New York. There's a lot of mixed ethnicity there, which we don't have that much here. I've talked to some people of foreign descent that said, look, our neighborhoods, our schools, our temples, our stores, our education is all integrated. I wouldn't go to Hunterdon where it's not as integrated. And these are high-end people. These are people shopping in $1 million house price point. So it's a different community than us. But in general, let's talk about what's driving the market. First thing is home sales. We actually demand declined last month by 7% after 31 solid months of increase. And it's most finally been seen the activity in under the 400 market. And at the same time, the number of homes being offered for sale has remained low. Just to give you an idea of how low that is, the supply has decreased by 7,000 homes over just a year ago, or 14%. And there are currently 29, and this is New Jersey in total, there are 29,000 fewer homes, 40% less, than we had on the market in 2011. Current unsold inventory in New Jersey is just under 4.2 months. It was 4.6 just a year ago. And Hunterdon, as I said, is about 12%, and Somerset 15% under what there was a year ago. Interest rates, combined with the fear of interest rates going higher, are driving the market to a great extent. What we're seeing right now is interest is right around 4%. You've got good credit, enough money to put down. A 30-year conventional mortgage is about 4%, 3.9, 4.1, somewhere in there depending on your credit rating. But we've got Janet Yellen saying she'll have two more price increases this year, calendar. And if we just stretched it out to say a year from now, interest went from where it is now to 4 to roughly 5, which is foreseeable, at least 4.75. But if it spanned that 1% to 5, you would have a loss of buying power of 9%. If you just went from 4 to 5, you'd lose 9%. And if you remember back around the elections, we're at 3.75. So it's not out of sight. The job front on a national level, U.S. is, we seem to be doing better. We're sitting right now at an unemployment rate of 4.4%, but it depends which unemployment rate you look at, because we're counting part-timers as full-timers. It's nothing to do with the current or the last administration. It's been going on for about 10 years. New Jersey job increased by 65,000 in 2015, and we actually, in effect, the number is going to be more like 59,000 for 2016. That was adjusted. Still good. But March and April reported a loss of 12,800 jobs, resulting in a net increase of jobs for the first 4 months of the year of only $12,000 as compared to 1,000 jobs as compared to 19.3 the same period. Our unemployment is 4.1 and U.S. rates 4.4, so we're doing fairly good there. And in general, things are headed in the right direction, but we still trail the rest of the nation. So New Jersey's got its challenges. Rentals are off the wall. We have probably a 2% vacancy rate in Hunterdon and Somerset County on rentals, a lot because the economy is getting a little better. The kids are getting out of mom and dad's basement. They're trying to find on their own, and the natural tendency is to rent versus buy. I like to help work with them and see if it could buy, because you could probably buy it cheaper and you can rent it. And on top of it, there's not a lot of rentals to rent, so that's an issue as well. Foreclosures. We still rank number one, but we're getting better. We're at 4.8%, and followed by New York, Louisiana, Mississippi, Maine, Florida, Maryland, and Delaware. Nationally, the number is 2.2, so we're twice, better than twice, the national average. We had a 3% decrease over the prior year, and we put an additional 71,000 on versus 77 the year before. And it looks like this year is going to actually go up. They're forecasting 76,000. So let me give you a recap of what all that means. Last year wasn't a normal year. It wasn't normal with the elections. It wasn't normal with winter wonderland. We never really had one, except for two exceptions. And we started off strong in 2017. We saw a surge in home sales in 2016, but not in prices. The nation went up 7%. In 2016, in home prices, New Jersey went up 1/10 of that, 0.7%. We also saw in the nation about a 4% increase in salaries. And we saw in New Jersey 1/10 of that again, about 0.4% in salaries. So we're trailing, and we're trailing by a lot. New Jersey's an expensive place to live tax-wise and cost of living-wise, and it has its challenges. Yet we are selling houses. We're selling them at all price points. We're just not selling them at the higher price points as fast as we were selling them in the past. And secondly, we're having a harder time understanding where we're going to get our future inventory from. Because I love to give this example. I give a lot of talks about what's happening in real estate to various organizations that I belong to. Once again, this is Joe Peters. I'm with Coldwell Banker, and I service Hunterdon and Somerset. If you want to call me, 908-238-0118, and I won't take the call right now, but when I'm off the air, I'll be more than happy to talk with you about where you fit into this situation. But we're trailing, and we're lacking inventory, and we've got buyers. I have at least 6, maybe 8 buyers that will buy a house tonight. Today is the 7th of June or 6th of June. So if I, on the 6th of June, could show these 7 or 8 people a house that fit their bill, they would buy it, and 6 of the 8 would list the house they're in. But they're not going to list the house they're in until they find the one they want, and therein lies the problem. Because they're not listing the house they're in, they're stopping for another six people from buying a house because it's not on the market, and it rolls downhill from there. So it's like a deadly embrace. I'm not going to sell mine until I find one, but I can't find one, so I'll keep looking, and I'm out with a lot of people looking, but we're seeing the activity in the under 400s. Under 400,000 is on fire. Clean houses under 400K go the day they come on. When you get into the fours, it's still pretty challenging. Into the fives, it begins to soften, and above six in Hunterdon County, it's a challenge. I can't say it can't be sold, but I will say we're not selling them the way we used to. And the further to the west you are, and the further high up in price you are, the more difficult it is to get somebody to come in and purchase your house. We're going to go into a few paid commercials. We're going to come back and talk about the various age brackets and what's happening within Hunterdon County. Be right back.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again with Coldwell Banker, and I'm doing the Real Estate Matters show today for Hunterdon and Somerset County, and I'm going through, just went through some of the statistics, and I'm going to go through some of the age brackets and what we're seeing in the various age brackets, because you fit into one of these, and depending where you fit, you're going to think differently. So we have really four types of buyers. We have a first-time buyer. That's the person that's going to make the big plunge. We have the trade-up, and that's used to be every 7 years or so, but in the last 10 years, it's been every 12 years or so. People have either traded up or took advantage of a larger house that was available and sold their smaller one. Then we have the right sizing, where the kids have gone to school, a change in lifestyle, Could be loss of a spouse. It could be a divorce. It could be a lot of things, but they want to be where they're at geographically, but maybe in a different style house and usually smaller. And then we have the 55-plus market, and the 55-plus, which I'm in the middle of, is a distinct market of individuals with distinct needs, and they need to be looked at. It's usually a bit of right-sizing along with a bit of the house has to be functional. I may need a special feature. I definitely want to be on a one-floor living, and a lot of times it's into a 55-plus or what we call an age-restricted facility. So there's three types that fit here. We have the first type, which is your millennials. They're your first-time buyers. They were born somewhere between 82 and 04. They're right now between 25 and 35 years old. They're pretty tech-savvy people. They were told all along that they were special, got a trophy just for showing up. They're not making a lot of money. 41% of them are earning less than $30,000, and average is $38,000. They carry $350 a month school debt from their college days. That's probably what their car payment would be. A third of them are still living with parents. A quarter of them have no job. And in Hunterdon County, we have the unique record of having the highest percentage of millennials still living with parents in the state. I don't know who figures that out, but I find it an amazing number. And the reason is that in Hunterdon County, it's kind of expensive to buy a place. And the millennials, when they do buy a place, it's probably not going to be in Hunterdon County. The millennials are putting off marriage. Back in my generation, which is about three generations back, we got married in the late teens, the early 20s. Right now, we're seeing people in a plus 35 category before they think about marriage. They're putting off home buying. A lot of the millennials are feeling that I don't necessarily want to be tied down by a home at this point in time. And as a result, I think I'll rent if I can or stay living with mom while I accumulate a little more money. They are our next generation of home buyers. And you might sit there and think to yourself, so what does this mean to me? I understand what they are. I see them staring into their phone and being rude to some extent. Well, they're probably going to buy your house. That's who they are. The millennials will buy 10 million houses over the next 8 years between now and 2025. So understanding them is important because of their changed outlook and capabilities, you may not be able to get what you think you can get for your house when it comes time to sell it. And that's an important consideration. We're looking at 88% of the millennial generation, and they want to buy a house. They will tell you, that was from the national polls, not just New Jersey. 88% of them want to buy a house. 82% of them don't have $5,000 accumulated. So unless something changes, like houses get down to 10 cents on a dollar, or we lend them money to buy a house, they're going to have a very difficult time with it. And neither of those things are going to happen. So I think the first-time buyer market, as we move forward, is going to be more challenging. And then the second thing is the style of house that they're looking for is not something we have in Hunterdon County to start with. The style of house they're looking for is probably a multi-floor, low-maintenance type of effect, and they would prefer to pay a little more in rent and just have a carefree life. When you buy a house in Hunterdon County, you've got the grass to cut, you've got the shutters to paint, you've got lots of little things to do. I know, I've done it. So anybody who's watched the movie Animal House will probably remember the scene where the parade was marching down the street and forgot to make the last turn and marched right into a wall. That's a great analogy for what's happening to the market in real estate in New Jersey in general. It's just that Hunterdon is a little bit worse because we're a little further away from New York. We never made the last turn. We haven't built a lot of new houses in the last 10 years because of the financial considerations, but the ones we've built have been four-bedroom center hall colonials and 2 to 3 acres because that's the way we've set our zoning up. Millennials don't want a four-bedroom house on 2 to 3 acres, and they don't want it in 110 County. They want a multi-floor, somewhat luxurious type of living, and they want it at a lesser price than it's available anywhere in the state because of what they're earning. But when they do want it, it's because they're into the East and they're probably working in New York, which is where the preponderance of newer jobs are, and commuting to Secaucus or Bayonne or one of those towns, Hoboken, is very attractive. And that's where that lifestyle is at. So we're not offering in Hunterdon County what the millennials are looking for. We don't have four-year college jobs. A two-year college job pays about $20 an hour. We have work for those people in Hunterdon County, and I think RVCC does a very good job, that's our Valley community, of educating to place people, and they've opened this new job education center. There's a fancier name for it, but they're training people with skills for the work that's available in Hunterdon and Somerset County. You get a four-year degree, you're looking for more like $40 an hour, and that work doesn't exist in Hunterdon County in any abundance. There's some, but there's not enough. And as a result, you've got a general migration of millennials to the East, and there's some really good projects going on within Hunterdon County in order to sort of slow that migration down and maybe bring new people back in. Mark Salek and what he's doing, we just ran a tech hackathon, or Hunterdon hackathon, Hunterdon it was called. Amazing. I mean, there's some really good talent, and it's low-impact industry. Anything with the sciences or education or engineering or computerization in Hunterdon has very little impact on it. But we're facing, in the millennials, a generation of people that are buying the house at least 10 years later, if they are buying one at all, than they used to buy it. In the last 5 years, that's changed by almost 10 years. And they're, in some instances, not buying one at all. They'd rather rent. And if they are going to buy, they're going to buy to the East, not in Hunterdon County. We need to change that. And there's some wonderful things going on to change that. But the proof is in the results, and the results will take a while to come. So I'm going to jump from the millennials to the seniors, because the seniors have sort of same problem, and they're doing just the opposite of what the millennials are doing. They're moving to the West. The seniors are finding that they're outliving their savings. I heard Bob Wise talk at for Linda Bryant about a month or two back. And he was saying for every year we live, the average life expectancy goes up a year and a quarter. It doesn't mean we're going to live forever, but people born that year will live a year and a quarter longer than people born the year before. And he said to think of it backwards, if we went 15 more years, which is 2032, the average life expectancy at birth will be 110 years old. That's mind-boggling. And his point was, we have to be in a position to support those people. And taking a look at it, we're seeing, as I said, the 55 pluses are seniors, and our fastest growing age bracket is now 75 to 85 in the county. They're outliving their money, they're outliving their kids to some extent, and they're living a lot longer than they used to, and they're very productive, happy years. And when they start to see the expense that they're seeing in Hunterdon County, we're seeing some migration to the West, into Pennsylvania, or maybe down to Delaware and the Carolinas, where the cost of living is a lot more, less, in some extent, half of what it is here. It's frustrating, because the seniors, if we had enough senior-level housing that they could afford here, are probably our best citizens. They're not going to be a drain on the school system. They're not going to be a drain on a town as far as resources, other than perhaps they will be more apt to visit the health care services we offer. And they're looking for an adaptive lifestyle. They're looking for senior housing in the 300K to 400K. They typically sell a house, and being in real estate, I know this because I work for about a half a dozen a year, and I'm in the middle of it myself. They'll sell a $600,000 or $700,000 house to help free your $100,000 to $400,000 in equity. They'd like to buy and pay off their house for the rest of their life. They'd like it to be single family living. And we have a little bit of it. We have some in Flemington Fields. We have some in a development over in DeVore Farms. But we don't have enough of it. If you look into Somerset County, you'll see we have probably tenfold what we have here. And as a result, we're seeing the seniors leave as well. So we're seeing the millennials go to the east, the seniors go to the west, and the people in between are what I call the in-betweeners. But let me finish on the seniors and the millennials. They want a single-floor living, maintenance-free, in a high-rise. It's not an issue, and we don't have that to offer. So we're losing them. Especially, we're losing people when there's no more earning capability. They have truly retired, and there's no reason to stay in Hunterdon County. It's a consideration, and it's one of the considerations as to why it's happening is because we don't have affordable housing that they can live in here in Hunterdon County. So then we got the in-betweeners. These are the 35 to 65s. They're above the millennials and below the retired people. They typically trade your house every 7 years for one reason or another. Because of the economic downturn over the last 5 to 10 years, that number has moved up to about 12 years. But I'm seeing a lot of people out there looking to do something and just can't find the house that they're looking for. Because they're above 10 years in their mortgage, they're paying their equity down pretty quickly, and they're finding out that they have a lot of equity in a lot of instances. Most of them are trading up. 65% of these people have no children in the house of school age. This is in New Jersey in general. 65% of the households in New Jersey have no children of school age. 50% don't have two people in them, and 30% are headed by a female head of household. School population in Hunterdon County will probably drop between 20 and 24% in high school over the next 5 years. And the movement to the west, and by that I mean people migrating into Hunterdon County, has subsided to a great extent. I work in real estate across both counties, Hunterdon and Somerset. I sell about two houses a month on the average, or two dozen houses a year. Last year, I moved about six sets of people into Hunterdon County, and they fell into one of two categories. They weren't millennials coming back. They were people like ourselves that were above 50 years old, looking to find a quality of life that Hunterdon County has to offer, and a community where they can spend the balance of their life in, or at least the next 10 or 15 years. The balance might be in a single floor, 55-plus community. But the movement into the county, I said there were two, so let me cover the other. The other are people looking for quality of life, and they're somewhere between their first and second child. They just want to move out here because they understand that the quality of life of Hunterdon County is substantially better than other places. And one of the reasons they'll move to Hunterdon County is because they can't find what they're looking for in Somerset County. It's more pricey, it's more dense, it's a densely populated area, and sometimes I find them in Bridgewater especially, because the taxes are low and everybody seems to want to live in Bridgewater, and I say, wait, you can find what you want, you just have to drive another 7 or 8 miles, and I'll take them into Reddington or even Clinton Township or Raritan and show them what we have to offer. And that's what we're seeing. So we're still getting people coming to Hunterdon County, but we're not getting them coming in as fast as the people that are leaving. And are leaving, either going to Pennsylvania or as millennials going into New York. Some people are just passing on, and some people are moving out of the area. Allied Van Lines, I believe it was, so the second year in a row, New Jersey was the highest move-out versus move-in ratio. It's like a 2-to-1. It's like 66% of the people they've moved in New Jersey moved out versus 33% moving in. So New Jersey in general has a problem. It's exacerbated here because of our taxes and our distance from New York. And it's an ongoing problem that will face you as you go to sell your house. So what do we do about it? I think what we need to do about it is understand it, first of all. It's not like there's no hope. It's like there's less buyers. And in certain price points, there's an adequate amount of buyers. The under 400K, we don't have enough houses. But you get up into the fives, it starts to get soft. And the sixes and sevens, it gets really soft. And above eight, it's a really tough sell anymore. And what I'm witnessing, because I do a lot of business in the Reddington, Raritan, Franklin, in Somerset County, in Hillsborough, and now I'm in Warren, in the Chamber of Commerce in both Warren and Basking Ridge. I'm witnessing that people that used to move to about Route 31 and stop are moving to about Route 287 and stopping. That migration west has stopped migrating as far as it used to. And look at what people are looking for. They're looking for smaller houses. They're looking for mass transportation. They're looking for more leisure time. And they're looking for a lifestyle that's different than when we built all the houses that we built here in Hunterdon County. So we still have and still are attracting people to the county. But what we need to do is to work on two things. We need to attract more millennials here or keep the ones that are here from leaving. And we need to find a way to give the seniors more affordable housing in Hunterdon County rather than watch the exodus that we're watching today. And they're not going far. They're going a mile or two into Pennsylvania, and they can still commute back. If they got relatives, they can still come and see them on the weekends. When they pass away, they still come back here to be buried with the family. They're just finding it difficult to live in Hunterdon County with the taxation and with the size of the structures that we've got. So I think the other trends that we're seeing that all play into this are that the lifestyles of people have changed. The amount of children that we're having has changed and been put off to later in life than it used to happen. The expectation as far as the working for one company for the rest of your life has almost gone away. The millennials see themselves as having a dozen jobs in our lifetime. And they don't see themselves even, why buy a house if I'm only going to be there 3 years? Well, the answer is because you build up some equity. But things have changed. The parade marched into the wall in Hunterdon County and to some extent Somerset County because they didn't make that last turn. And I think what we need to do is to get together and find ways to use some of the county's resources in order to attract people into the county. I mean, my humble opinion, I notice people that are totally against this, is that what's proposed and seems to be moving along in downtown Flemington here is a move in that direction. It's a move that will bring people into the Flemington area, it will bring jobs into the Flemington area, and it will bring viability back to Flemington. I, for one, love the old architecture. I've been a appreciator of architecture all my life, but when you look at a building that's probably going to fall down anyway, and we can't in 10 years find anybody to take it over and make a viable business case out of it, and we have somebody who's willing to put in nearly $100 million to renovate that block, it's just something that has to be. And we still have 7 or 8 more blocks of really fine architecture, and that one will be architected to look like the older architecture anyway. We need projects like that. There's a lot good going on in Hunterdon. I've had the opportunity to move out of the county several times in the last 5 years, and each time I said, no, this is where I want to live. This is the lifestyle I want to live within. Marilyn drives all the way back to Rutgers and Piscataway, New Brunswick area, and drives, returns home every night, and she feels the same way. But I think as we go forward, we need to get the attention of our local municipalities, and I've had several of the mayors on here in the last month or two, and find a way to offer more developments within Hunterdon County that do two things. One, it allows the $20 an hour people afford to live here and start growing a family here, and it allows the seniors to stay here. And to some extent, we keep the millennials from moving away. I mean, it's really hard to stop somebody with a dream. If you're going for a four-year degree and you're going to become an attorney, you're going to become a scientist, you're going to become a whatever it is, architect you want to be, you're probably not going to do that here in Hunterdon County, because it's not that it isn't a wonderful place to live. If you're going to go all the way to New York or near to New York in order to find that job, you're not going to find it convenient to commute back to Hunterdon County. Hopefully you'll come back later in life when you're between the first and second child and you want that quality of life back, but that's what we're up against. It's a wonderful place to live, but not without its problems. So anyway, this has been Joe Peters. I'm with Coldwell Banker, and I span both Hunterdon and Somerset County. If you'd like to give me a ring and talk out your situation or ask me some questions, I'm at 908-238-0118. I'm going to play my paid commercial one more time, and then we're going to go to the news. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process of achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Anthem, the only statewide insurer left in the state of Ohio, announced it will be pulling out of every county's Obamacare exchange, leaving 19,000 Ohioans without any options.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer announcing another major insurance company pulling out of Obamacare. He said this is further proof Obamacare is rapidly collapsing.
Obamacare continues to collapse. I mentioned before, a third of the counties have only one provider in Obamacare. The average individual premiums have increased 105% on average from 2013 to 2017.
The man who attacked three Paris police officers today outside the Notre Dame Cathedral yelled, "This is for Syria." French Interior Minister Gerard Collomb says the attacker was armed with a hammer and was carrying kitchen knives. And a federal judge slapping Dish Network with a $280 million fine. They used robocalls to call consumers on do not call lists. USA Radio News.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with